Oyagala okubuliza Witness Radio, genda ku Play Store musimu yo, otekemu Witness Radio. App eno ojja kuba ogiraba. Oluvannyuma giwanule yo, otandika okuwuliriza butereevu leediyo yaffe eno. Osobola okufuna empeereza yaffe ng'okyalidde ekibanja kya Witness Radio. Ku www.witnessradio.org ogenda waggulu ku mukono gwo ogwa ddyo ku kigambo live n'oluvannyuma onyege ku kapeesa ako mumakkati. Owuliriza Witness Radio, radio yo ekutuusako ensonga ezikwata ku by'ettaka wamu n'embeera y'obutonde.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
In a world racing toward clean energy, who's left behind? Welcome to Eyes on a Just Energy Transition, the program that highlights on Africa's journey toward a fair and inclusive energy future.
Hello to you, our dear listener. You are listening to Eyes on Just Energy Transition, where we take you on an informative journey of energy transition across Africa. It's the Witness Radio series program, The Media and Renewable Energy. In this series, we are using the power of the media to shine a light on Uganda's journey toward clean, sustainable energy. To listen to us, visit our website, which is www.witnessradio.org, or visit Google Play Store and download the Witness Radio app. And in case you'd like to reach out to us, please chat with us on our website, which is +256 745 965 765, or through calling us directly on +25 414 697 221, and we'll hear you out on all our social media platforms. Today, in this episode, we are seeking to break down Uganda's energy transition plan, exploring how it aims to shift Uganda from reliance on firewood, charcoal and diesel, toward a modern, clean and renewable energy sources such as solar, wind, hydropower and biogas, among others. But before we proceed, let's first go for a commercial break, and when we return, we'll first listen to the Minister of Energy and Mineral Development, Ruth Sentamu Nankabirwa, at the REC 25 and Expo, unveiling the sustainable renewable energy transformation strategy that will lead the country into a socio-economic transformation. And then we'll hear from the experts leading us into this transformation from the government, the National Renewable Energy Platform, the Climate Action Network, and the Uganda Coalition for Sustainable Development as they discuss the policy framework, successes, challenges and opportunities therein.
Witness Radio, where your voice is a weapon. Justice for all.
Witness Radio, it called David to Winch, Mumbereno, it will say me Yokumanti, Tuago Baganizwa Kumataka, Gatuina, and Naku. Ne Witness Radio, a Gizza to Zamusubi, Noctu wa Missoma Jenja Uru. Ekikwatagana n'eddembe lyaffe ku mataka, ekikwatagana n'obutonde bw'ensi, ekikwatagana n'embeera y'abantu na butya bwe tuyinza okubeerawo.
Tune in today. Witness Radio, shining the light.
You're listening to Eyes on a Just Energy Transition.
Welcome back from that break. Now, at the opening of the Renewable Energy Conference and Expo 2025, the Minister of Energy and Mineral Development unveiled a strategy that will act as a catalyst that will drive the country into a socio-economic transformation in order to achieve the sustainable renewable energy transformation. The Minister said the country now has developments of over 2.5 million new electricity connections, both on grid and off-grid. And these developments have also contributed to regional equity and improved energy reliability. She says,
energy is very critical in everything. It is the engine that drives all the other sectors that we have prioritized. The theme for this year's review, therefore, which is from access to impact, powering Uganda's transformation, bodies our resolve to move beyond expanding energy access to ensuring energy delivers tangible social economic transformation. The tenfold growth strategy envisions growing Uganda's economy from $50 billion United States dollars, which we are at now, to $500 billion United States dollars by 20. Growth in energy generation we have now to 15,420 megawatts by at least 2030. We're talking about by 2040. And all this is enshrined in our energy policy and energy transition plan. Meeting these targets demands sustained investment. Sustained investment, year in, year out, so that we are able to explore the nuclear energy for peaceful use agenda. Sustained investment. It also requires sustained innovation so that we enhance efficiency. We move away from rudimentary methods. New innovations come with benefits from the resources that we have. It requires responsible exploitation of our oil, our gas, and the mineral resources so that we can drive what we've been talking about, industrialization, so that we can get the jobs for the youth who are the majority in this country, who are educated. It's very, very risky to have a redundant, educated youth being the majority. So this sector is being looked at as a sector that is going to provide solution to that. Wealth creation. The president has been talking about wealth creation. He's been telling us the different structure and all that. Now, the theme that says moving from access to impact. We want to see how you have used the electricity that you've gotten access to transform, knowing this. Use of electricity. Energy is the lifeblood of Uganda's transformation agenda. It powers industrial zones. It fuels enterprise. It supports social service delivery, and it drives inclusive growth. Our goal, therefore, is to ensure that electricity is affordable, to ensure that it is reliable and it is sustainable, reaching every Ugandan, covering both grid and off-grid electrification. And I want to thank people who have invested in money to make sure that you have electricity in your homes, in your businesses, by using solar. You are not in darkness. So this statistic of 60% includes that kind of access, where you get access. In any case, government removes taxes from solar panels in order for you to afford them and take power to your relatives who are off the grid in the villages. Over the last 5 years of the National Development Plan 3 implementation, Uganda's energy sector has recorded major milestone. I may not be able to enumerate all of the actions. The people who are in charge of energy transition, generation, and distribution are in the room. But let me mention a few. We have increased generation capacity through investment in hydropower, solar, and other renewables. Of the following transmission lines: Gulu Kole Nebi Arua, 298 kilometers. Mirama Kabale, 88.5 kilometers. Gulu Agago, 83 kilometers. Karuma Kawanda, 248 kilometers. Karuma Oruyo, 55 kilometers. Karuma Lira, 76 kilometers. Namave South Ruzira, 15 kilometers. Mutundwe Entebbe, 23.8 kilometers. Opuyo Moroto, 160 kilometers.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to Eyes on a Just Energy Transition.
That is Ruth Sentamu Nankabirwa, Uganda's Minister of Energy and Mineral Development, delivering her opening remarks at the REC 25 and Expo in Kampala, Uganda. You are listening to Eyes on Just Energy Transition at Witness Radio, where we take you on an informative journey and at the moment, focusing on Uganda's renewable energy transition plan. And now as we proceed with the program, we will hear from the renewable experts. The energy transition plan focuses on diversifying its energy sources, increasing access to clean and renewable energy, which helps to reduce reliance on fossil fuels and biomass. This strategy has helped Uganda to shift from reliance on traditional energy sources such as biomass and fossil fuels and more to a more sustainable and renewable energy sources. We spoke to Godfrey Chimuli, the coordinator of the National Renewable Energy Platform Uganda. He explains how the strategy effort may deliver to the diversification of energy resources and the shift to a more sustainable and renewable energy sources. Also, that the rest of the other energy sources were consuming about 2% of the total 90%. He said that for clean energy use, the trend will follow the same because the 88% biomass energy is used in households and commercial enterprises for heating and cooking.
Basically, we know we have been relying on biomass for quite a good period of time, which biomass that has been providing around 88 to 90% of the total consumed energy in the country. 88%, this is including the electricity and the petroleum supplied energy resources. So of all that, the total of 88% was from biomass. So you find that all the energy that we were consuming, a very minimal percentage of modern energy was being consumed in the energy sector in the country as a whole. About 1%, which was being used, from electricity as a modern form of energy, whereas 88% was from biomass, and the other 1% that covered the other energy sources, solar, wind, biogas, and all those other alternative sources.
But for the country to benefit from the clean energy continuously, there must be a lasting source for it, so that people can tap on it indefinitely. But the journey seems stiff, given the fact that many people are not using clean energy cooking sources due to costs and affordability. Experts say that the promotion of energy is paramount to ensure that all Ugandans embrace it and save the country from the calamities of climate change. Chimbo Richard is the chairman of Renewable Energy Civil Societies Network and a member board of trustees, NEREP.
The cost of the equipment, the cost of the infrastructure,
yes,
they cannot afford it. Talking about it, even a stove, an improved stove, it's as simple as that. Improved cook stove for charcoal or firewood, some people can't afford it. The national roadmap for productive use of renewable energy, it's part of the policy framework, if I want. I think I could start this as a policy framework that is based up. You have the National Energy Policy 2023, which is new.
Yes.
And then you have, of course, the energy transition plan itself, which is ambitious and new.
Yes.
And then you have the institutional reforms. Renewable energy is promoted. Is also very clear.
Yes.
You have, for example, what we call the within the ministry now, there is a renewable energy directorate or commission, very clearly to promote that.
Despite the promotion to household level and institutional level, the process is affected by high tariffs, which is a big problem to ordinary persons who cannot afford. This means that once a community is left out, they will have no other alternative but to continue using biomass and cutting down trees.
I think the affordability is still a big challenge.
Affordability.
These tariffs are very high for many people, and much as you generate all this power and also have all this infrastructure, as long as people cannot afford the power, then it does not make sense for the transition. Because you are not transiting fuel.
For sure.
The majority that would want to get into this bracket cannot afford it, and therefore we are not moving.
They are left out.
They are still hacking down trees.
And now let's go for another short break, and when we return, we'll hear from another expert.
Oyagala okweyongera okuguka amateeka agakwata ku ttaka, ganyula ku pulogulaamu za Witness Radio, osomesebwe butya bw'osobola okukuuma ettaka lyo okuva mu mikono gy'abanakigwanyizi. Oli mulwanirizi wa ddembe, oyagala amaloboozi g'ebitundu oba ag'abantu b'olwani agatuukiri abavunaanyizibwa? Weekwate rediyo y'abantu Witness Radio, wuliriza Witness Radio okumanya enkulaakulana y'ettaka nga tekosa abantu mu bitundu mweteekeddwa oba obutonde bw'ensi.
Eyes on a Just Energy Transition, a program that unpacks Africa's shift toward cleaner, fairer, and more sustainable energy. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. East African Standard Time as we spotlight communities, policies, and voices shaping the continent's energy future. Stay informed, stay empowered. Keep your eyes on a Just Energy Transition. Right here on Witness Radio.
You're listening to Eyes on a Just Energy Transition.
Welcome back from that break. You are still listening to Witness Radio. And just to remind you, to listen to us, visit our website, which is www.witnessradio.org, or visit Google Play Store and download the Witness Radio app. And in case you would like to reach us out, chat with us on our WhatsApp, which is +256 745 965 765, or through calling us directly on +256 414 697 221, and we will hear from you. Uganda is a signatory to multiple international climate and energy conventions and is part of the African Renewable Energy Initiative, which ties its domestic energy policies to continental goals with an aim to accelerate renewable energy development across Africa. Anthony Walimbwa is an expert at Climate Action Network Uganda. Climate Action Network Uganda. He explains how Uganda's participation and ratification in these conventions reflects its broader commitment to climate action and sustainable development. And when Uganda signed the commitments, this provided an opportunity to domesticate them in formal policies to ensure that they comply with the commitments.
What is key is that in terms of renewable energy,
yes,
and specifically to the Paris Agreement, what's their commitment to reduce emissions,
yes,
generally, but also more specifically emissions from the energy sector. You know, energy either it is in transport or industrial, domestic.
Yes.
Contributes a lot in emissions, which lead to global warming and therefore climate change.
Yes.
Most of the policies actually in the energy sector, in the environment sector, are now complying.
Yes.
Those commitments. Yeah. One, to drive the economy towards what's called a low carbon pathway.
Yes. Yes.
With the end goal of a climate resilient economy.
Yep.
An economy that is that is not meeting so much.
Mm.
An economy that everybody's vulnerability is reduced.
The Energy Transition Plan is registering various initiatives following the commitments to produce power for Ugandans. The sugarcane factory is one example which produces power from the biogas. To Walimbwa, this commitment has brought a lot of business which has contributed to growth in Africa.
We are also seeing a lot of initiatives in they are called the combined heat and power. Those in the sugarcane factory, they are produced from the power they produce from the gas.
Yeah, right.
So you see that there's a lot happening that they are promoting the large dam, small, medium, and then what's called pico hydro. Yeah, those are quite small, right? Less than 500 kilowatts, or less than half a megawatt. A recent report by BBC shows that Africa actually has grown up by over 30%.
Yeah.
Owing to the reduction in prices and the government policy and so on. But for the case of Uganda, we see a lot of development in the solar industry, which is helping, especially in the rural areas, but even in urban areas, for those who are not connected onto the grid. It's actually helping to improve the connectivity or to bring more people online. Yeah, so
yes,
a lot of those developments are happening, but they're not just happening out of the blue. They're happening because we have domesticated these commitments.
But successes cannot go without befalling challenges. Walimbwa says that the country still grapples with the challenge of financing, access to technology, and the connectivity. Innovation, however, seems to be another challenging issue which is failing. Walimbwa noted that there is a systematic challenge of over-reliance on donors, and this is because most of the money is used to develop the big projects, and once the project is put in place with the facilities, then they face a challenge of lack of funds to do evacuation of the power produced. Despite the challenges, Uganda also sets targets and obligations and its framework as voluntary commitment that Uganda made as a key action out of the Paris Agreement, which is termed as the National Determined Contribution. Walimbwa says this is the climate action plan for the country, and Uganda has so far done two cycles. But time seems to be running out for the country to beat the target of 2030. In reducing emissions, as there remains about 4 years of action. This issue of funds is a major challenge for the country to transit smoothly to meet the desired goal by 2030 or even 2040. But to experts like Walimbwa, they are certain that by that time, the country will have reached a good percentage in reducing the emissions. He asserts that the country now needs about $4.2 to $4.5 billion every year, or a total of $28.1 billion as support in emission reduction by 2030.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to Eyes on a Just Energy Transition.
As we wrap up today's episode, it should be noted that Uganda's transition itself from firewood, charcoal, and diesel to renewable energy sources like solar, hydropower, wind, and biogas is indeed a critical and challenging step in tackling energy poverty, reducing carbon emissions, and building a more resilient and inclusive economy, especially with limited resources and higher population growth. And now in our next episode on Witness Radio, we take a closer look at the impact of the policies for renewable. We will talk in depth about Transition Plan, the National Energy Policy 2023, and other initiatives. And before we end the program, please, if you want to listen to us, visit our website, which is www.witnessradio.org, or visit Google Play Store and download the Witness Radio app.
That was Eyes on a Just Energy Transition, amplifying community voices and keeping justice at the center of Africa's clean energy shift. Join us again next time and keep your eyes open for change.